Running a marathon has always been a test of human strength and willpower. To run a 42-kilometer race is impressive for people in their 20s and 30s, but almost unheard of for the elderly. Amazingly, Fauja Singh was 89 years old when he ran his first marathon. Fauja was born in a small village in northwestern India in 1911. He was a weak child and crawled until the age of 5. At the late age of 10, Fauja finally developed enough strength in his legs to properly walk. At that time, the only schools in the area were for rich people, so Fauja worked as a farmer. He married and had children, 3 boys and 3 girls. In 1992, his wife died, and most of his children had already moved to England and Canada. Only his son, Kuldeep, stayed with him. Kuldeep and Fauja were very close, working the farm and living in the same house. Then one day, a tragedy hit. There was a violent storm with heavy winds. A piece of roofing flew off a restaurant and cut Kuldeep's head off. Fauja was devastated and fell into a deep depression. His other children were worried about him and brought him to England. It was in England when his depression lifted in an unusual way. He started to run with a group of Indian expats. As a child, he was weak. But after a lifetime working on a farm, he was in good shape. He began to challenge other elderly runners to races, and he often won. As he ran, each step became a rhythmic meditation. He only heard his feet hitting the ground. His mind was clear, and he felt at peace. When he was running, he was able to forget his sadness and anger over losing his son. Aside from running, Fauja had little to do. For once in his life, he didn't have a farm to work on. His son took care of him, so he no longer needed to work. In India, he never owned a TV, but living in England, he had lots of free time and watched TV often. One day, he saw people running a marathon on TV and decided that he would do one, too. With only 10 weeks before the London Marathon, Fauja knew he needed to train. So he found a running coach. Fauja was a simple farmer in India, but he had developed a taste for expensive clothes in England. He showed up for his first training session wearing a stylish 3-piece suit. After arguing with his new coach, he finally went and bought some running clothes. Fauja trained with his new coach every day and slowly increased the distance he ran. After 10 weeks of training, he was ready. At the age of 89, he ran his first marathon in 6 hours and 54 minutes. Many non-professional runners do one marathon and feel satisfied. Not Fauja. At the age of 90, he ran it again. This time, he completed it almost 1 hour faster. He was the fastest marathon runner in the world over 90. Fauja began to receive requests for interviews and TV. Adidas put him in a magazine ad bragging about his marathon running times. It said, 6 hours, 54 minutes at age 89, 5 hours, 40 minutes at age 92. The Kenyans better watch out for him when he hits 100. Fauja continued to run marathons and break records. In 2003, he went to New York to run a marathon. Fauja is a Sikh, and like all male Sikhs, he wears a turban. This was not long after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. At this time, there was a lot of anti-Muslim anger, and to some Americans, the turban was a symbol of Islam. Fauja knew that some people would think he was a Muslim, but he welcomed the chance to proudly represent his culture. Not everyone was against him. Some people cheered him, but others called him Osama and Saddam. This was Fauja's most difficult race. He developed bad blisters on his feet. The blisters broke, and his feet soon were covered in blood. He couldn't run anymore, but he wouldn't stop walking. After 7 hours and 34 minutes, he crossed the finish line. He gave a quick interview with news reporters and then was taken to the hospital. Fauja only ran one more marathon at the age of 102. He has retired from races, but not from running. He said, "I'll stop running when I die."